Good night, good day, good evening. This is another episode of Dilemma Wednesdays with your girl Bonnie Bear. Stay tuned to get all of the sus and the sass. And yes, people, your girl Bonnie has finally been out on dates. Get the drama, giggles, and laugh of my dilemmas while dating on the release of a lockdown. Stay tuned, people. You know it's your host, Bonnie Berry. Yeah, people, it's your girl Bonnie, and she's back, yeah, with another episode of Dilemma Wednesdays. I hope all my people are good, wherever you are listening from around the globe, who are still in lockdown, who have semi come out of lockdown, and who are going back into lockdown. I hope you guys are all fine, okay, well, and dandy. Yeah, I'm here, obviously, to help you get through any little dilemma, situation, problem. We can chit-chat, do whatever helps you kill your time through lockdown. People that are out of lockdown and are trying to get with the whole, are trying to get with the whole understanding of this pre-release lockdown. And those of us like myself, where I am in the world, that are still going back into lockdown, I'm here to just make your days, evenings, or nights just that little tad lighter. So people, do not be afraid to holler at your girl Bonnie Bear through any of her social media portals. Like, you know, people, I have my Snapchat, I've got my Instagram, I'm a WhatsApp. People, please use it. I've got Facebook. People, please use these stuff to stay connected with your girl. Yes. So just in case you guys do not remember the number for my WhatsApp, that you can WhatsApp me whatever you like and we can discuss. I'll just run through the number for that again. The number is 0740-4426-474. People, please use that number. Send in your DM requests and I will talk about topics that you guys want to hear about. Yes, your girl has been in and out with these podcasts. They haven't been consistent of lately, but this is because your girl is trying some new other business ideas. She's trying to do collaborations with other people. So she's got a few things what are going in the background what she wants to give to you guys. Yes, I hope you guys are gonna enjoy this show. Ooh, and like I said, your girl Bonnie has been on dates pre-release of lockdown, people. Yes, so your girl's still single, but she's now single and dating. Yeah. And this is what your girl is up to. This is what your girl is doing. So she has been on two different dates with two different guys. They were cool. As your girl Bonnie Berry loves dating. So them did cool. Them did all right. Two guys that are basically out of my comfort zone, which is even greater because it's not my average. Not that I have a normal type of guy that I go for, but I do tend to attract certain type of dudes, and it wasn't really any of those dudes. I'm still currently semi talking to one, still yet plan on a date, and I'm still not 100% sure on how this whole dating regime is going with this person. But yes, I am currently speaking to somebody, so I'm back out on the dating world. How have you people been with you guys dating, doing all your dating stuff? I hope all has been good with you guys. I hope all has been well. What has everybody been up to? What has people been doing? Let your girl know. Yeah. Okay, I still see so many of you are still tuning in, listening. I've got new listeners. I'm getting so many new followers. So yes, things are going quite well with the podcast. I'm gonna be back. I'm gonna start by trying to update at least once a week, and then increasing my once a week updates to 2 to 3 times a week. Just bear with my people, because a girl have a whole lot of things she had to deal with. So just bear with her, yeah. So Bonnie I gonna come with her bag of dirt now. She gonna bring her crocus bag of dirt and come drop to you people about this dating. So I had been recently putting up like a few questions here and there, asking people like about dating and stuff, how dating has been, what's been their best type of dates, what's been their worst type of dates, what are red flags and stuff. And I have been getting a few feedbacks. People have been leaving messages and commenting under the post when I be doing my daily questions for the day. People have been still asking and requesting. Please, guys, please, 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 please get involved with daily talks. Drop comments down below and I will go through the commentation down below. I will be answering and replying to the questions that you have given down below, guys. So please keep up with your girl Bonnie. I know I haven't been consistent, but I have actually told you guys why I have not been 100% consistent with this. So my question of the day: do you think it's okay to have an open relationship, and have you ever had an open relationship? This was a question from a few months back, and I got quite a good amount of feedback on this from different people with different opinions and different views on what an open relationship would be and what it would be like. Yes. Again, my more and most recent questions that I've had would be: question of the day, what are red flags in a relationship? What are the red flags in a relationship you should never ignore? Peeps. So I got feedback. One person commented, baby mama drama. I agree, baby mama drama is a big no-go when it comes to relationships. I feel if you're entering a relationship and there is baby mother or baby father dramas with the individual you are dating and talking to, that is a big sign right there that this should be cut. Yep. Yep. Cut. Just kill it. Dead it. Forget that. When they're over their issues, then they can find you or find somebody else and start. Nobody needs that stress. Is hard going into a relationship, starting with the commitment issue, starting with trust, doing this whole love thing. It's really, really hard to go and pick up somebody now who has this one bag of drama and stress to go along with it. So I feel also that is a big no-go. But that's what one person commented. Thank you for commenting that. I'd also like to say the second person. The second person says, guys that don't have a good relationship with their mothers are family orientated. I would say part yes and part no. It's good to date a guy, yes, that has a good relationship with their mother or a good family orientated relationship. But not everybody is in a situation where them have good family around them, number one, because you may not have a good relationship with your family or your mother. Depending on the type of person your mother and family are, it don't must be your fault why their connection or relationship is not there. So there's a bigger picture and a bigger background to that. Yes. So, and then it's good to see when people do have a good relationship with their family. And guys, it's always good when you have a good relationship with your mother, because people always say, or it's been stated allegedly, that guys that respect their mother will respect females better, which sometimes is not all the case, because some of the mother them just won't listen. Yeah. Some of the man of them that either, you understand, deserve to either have a relationship, because you have some man that will deal with picnic and deal with people real bad, but you know, that's a whole other topic for a whole other show. If you want to talk, me to speak upon that with my views and get your views in and other people's views about that situation there, be free to DM and contact your girl through her WhatsApp. DM me questions on Insta. I will always reply to Insta. I'll always reply to Facebook. I mean, give me time if you reply to me. If you send me a message today and I don't answer today, definitely not gonna answer by tomorrow. But just DM me and let me know that if you want more on that topic or similar topics or even more topics with where other viewers will put into play about red flags in relationship. For me, red flags would be, we all have our own intuition, and we will always say a woman intuition, you're never wrong with your intuition. If you feel like a boy a cheat, that boy de a cheat. You look into that, you stay from outside with your eye in it, and you see wagwan. You understand? If you see that person is lying to you too early or making up stories that are inconsistent, it's time for you to take a step back. Yeah? Use your eye looking at it. Don't put your heart, your mind, or your soul in that. As far as the lie them start too early, yeah, that's an issue. But people, we're going to get to that, because I have somebody that did that shit to me, and it was like, why lie when it's not necessary? People may not understand. But yeah, we'll get to that. We've got one more question of the day before I get into my whole journey of going on my worst nightmare date ever. Yeah. Yes, people, I'm your girl is back. She's back. She's back like she never left. Okay, let's cut the question as time is against us and we want to hear the things we're going with Banniberry and our dates. Yeah, okay. So, we'll go for guy number one and we will call him... What are we going to call guy number one? We're gonna call guy number one my chocolate stallion. Yes, that we're going to call guy number one. So, chocolate stallion I met one evening when I was coming home from work. I mean, the way he approached me, the whole conversation that he had when he approached me, the way he caught my attention, was a little bit breathtaking for me. I like, but it really, yeah, but it feel like, whoa, I really mean this. Like, he approached me in a very nice, polite manner. I won't get into too much details of word-for-worded conversations, just in case of somebody where I listening or knows the person, I'm going to tell them, say, you know, the girl, the panier at the show, the whole of these things. Yes, I mean, yeah. So, I'll tell you one or two things, but he approached me very polite, very mature, very pleasant and joyful. He has a very bomb fly personality. I mean, we got on like a horse on fire. We met that day. We went out on a date that same day. Surprisingly, yes, your girl went out on a date that same day. Yeah. The conversation flowed great. We had chit chats. He was nice, like a real cool dude. Yeah. And I thought, like, wow, these type of people still exist. This is crazy. But yeah, all of that did go on. All of that did happen. That pass, we still had chit chats, texts, voice note, everything did that flow. Nice. Everything did that flow good. We went out on a second date, even though I had a few issues about not wanting to go, which was on me, nothing to do with him. It was just me being a bit petty and a bit shallow. I mean, I discussed this with a few people, and you know, they said to overlook those flaws, which I did, and yeah, it was cool. We went on a second date. It was really nice. The conversation still flowed. It was still good. And yeah, you know, I'm like, okay, Bonnie Berry, you know, yeah, Bonnie Berry, really, I get that little buzz there, yeah, out of that date here with that chocolate stallion here, yeah, it was cool. Then I met this other guy, we're gonna call him One Shirt. And I'll get to the point of why we're going to call this person One Shirt. No. This date was something that, if I didn't experience this situation for myself, I would have said, bitch, you're too wicked, you're too lie, and you're too untrue. Cause nothing in a life could go so, and you and nobody could even come with them something there. Like, you gotta be making this shit up. People, I am not making anything up. These are true facts and true situations of what happened when I went on a date with a strange person. Yeah? First of all, you nearly licked me down on the road. So this was the first red flag when we didn't need to leave that something there alone. But no. Your girl, yeah. You calmed me down. You told me one bag of bullshit. Where I got to find out everything was a lie. I just meet you. We all lied to my father. That was the worst situation ever for me. I don't know, that needs to be a whole podcast for itself for One Shirt Guy, because One Shirt Guy was literally, I'm still amazed now. And then after all of the dramas, dilemmas, the worst part of the relationship, the worst part of the date process, you had the heart to contact me back a few days later and asked me if we're still on for going out later, because we had planned a specific day we were going to go out. The weather ended up being nice and you got in contact with me before the day we planned to go out. As I was not doing much, I said, okay, why not? Let's, you know, hang out and see what happens. Nothing too serious, nothing too cliche-ish, just hang out as two normal strange people trying to get to know each other, because that's basically what dating is about. And I was indecisive and unsure at that time of whether I wanted to go. And you know, I had a little birdie in my head saying, just go. If you keep finding faults, I'm not trying to, you know, mind you, the first date I went on, we got on my chocolate stallion, we got on so well, so I didn't really want to say I was dating more than one person at a time. But mind you, because your girl Bonnie not been dating for so long, your girl Bonnie forgets that she's not in a relationship, you can date as many people as you want because you are committed to nobody. Yeah, so I decided I'm just gonna go. And I did. Biggest mistake. But people, if you want to hear the ins and outs of Mr. One Shirt, then stay locked in for my next edition, where I will be going into the worst date I ever had. People, the worst friggin' date your girl ever had. This now is making me feel as if I would never date again, and that I'm going to be single at this rate for the rest of my freaking life. But yes, this was a quick pickup with your girl Bonnie Bear. Your Bonnie Berry. Your Bonnie Diva. Stay tuned for the next edition for me to tell you the whole ins and outs, word for word conversation, full details and facts of me and Mr. One Shirt. I need for no people. Mr. One Shirt, I come and fuck up on a second date. Do I even do this? Do I even put myself through this torture? But I'm gonna need help from you guys for enough to tell me whether your girl for go through them something or not. I'm gonna love you and leave you. People, stay berry, stay merry, rise above this lockdown and do not let it depress you guys, and your girl will be back at you soon. Bye, people.